From above planet Earth, golden lights shoot up across the continents. Large gold letters fly around the planet and form the word Universal across the front of it. The word Universal flies round to the back of the planet. Universal Studios Family Productions presents. The planet darkens and the continents merge together.
Our world has been in existence for billions of years. And in all that time, it has gone through many changes, both big and small.
Flying through clouds down to the Earth's surface where volcanoes erupt.
Continents grow and move.
Thick orange lava flows.
Temperatures rise to steamy hot.
Mist clears and a wall of ice falls into water.
And fall, turning the Earth into a world of snow and ice.
A fertile land.
Species of animals come, flourish, and go.
A dinosaur skeleton lies on a mound in arid terrain. Blue water sparkles.
Yes, the Earth is very different than it was in the days of the dinosaurs.
Long-necked dinosaurs stand at the river's edge. Others walk away. Title, The Land Before Time, 12. The Great Day of the Flyers. A fertile valley.
But one thing that has remained the same since the time of the dinosaurs is the fact that everything is always changing.
Three small dinosaurs stand on a piece of flat ground at the top of a mountain. They look up at the cloudy blue sky.
Do you see anything yet, Ducky?
I do not see anything at all. Nope, nope, nope. Huh? I mean, yep, 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 I do see something at all. Watch it! Spike!
Spike almost knocks Ducky off, but the third dinosaur, Littlefoot, catches her.
Oh, you know I do not like it when I get bumped off of things.
Ducky looks back at the sky.
And now I do not see what I think I saw before.
Hey, I wonder where Sarah is. She should have been here by now.
Sarah's staring at a large egg in a nest. Another dinosaur walks up and nuzzles it.
Hey, Tria. What are you doing?
Sarah's dad, Topsy, walks up to them.
Isn't it beautiful?
You planning to stare at it till it hatches?
Hey, I can if I want to.
I know. I know.
Oh, Topsy, who do you think it's going to look like? You or me?
You, I hope.
Well, yeah, me too.
Is it okay if I go meet Littlefoot and the others? We want to watch Petrie practice for the Day of the Flyers.
Tria nuzzles the egg again.
I said I'm gonna go find my friends.
Do you think it's cold? Do you think it needs more grass on top?
No, it's fine.
I think it's cold. Come on.
She picks up some leaves.
Tria, I really don't...
Topsy, did you lay this egg?
No, but I was...
Then hush up and help me.
Topsy starts pulling leaves.
So, bye! I'm heading out to the mysterious beyond to see if I can get eaten by a sharp tooth.
Okay, don't be late.
Have fun.
Sarah walks away.
I think it's too warm.
Sarah joins Littlefoot and friends.
Did I miss anything?
Not yet. And we've been looking ever since. Hey, there they are.
Oh, yeah. I see them.
Hey.
I see them, too. I even see Petrie.
Yeah, and he's doing great.
A flock of small dinosaurs.
Me doing great. Me keeping up, staying in line just like me supposed to.
They fly in a V formation. They arc around and carry on. Petrie looks down.
Hey, me see friends. Yoo-hoo, little Ford.
Watch it, Petrie.
Me sorry. Me really sorry.
Petrie, no!
Hey!
They all crash into each other and start falling.
Are they doing that on purpose? I don't think so.
One of the flyers lies on a tree trunk, another on a dinosaur's nose. More are scattered around the ground and trees. The dinosaur with a flyer on its nose leans down to the ground and it slides off. Another dinosaur watches it, then goes to eat some plant leaves.
Don't eat me, Mr. Clubtail!
Petrie comes out of the plant.
Oh, can't a fella have a simple snack without a bunch of little beakheads falling out of the sky on him?
Littlefoot and his friends watch Mr. Clubtail walk away. They turn and watch the flyers walk towards them through the grass. Petrie slides down a long leaf and looks up at his siblings, who all glare at him.
Hey, everybody. That's some landing, huh?
Now he's really in trouble.
Petrie's mom lands.
Oh, Petrie. Not again.
The others all look at him.
We better go.
Where'd you do that? You don't know how to fly.
Littlefoot and the others leave. Nighttime. A full moon sits in a sky that twinkles with stars.
Grandpa?
Yes, Littlefoot?
We were watching Petrie today, flying with his brothers and sisters to get ready for the Day of the Flyers.
Yes, I heard all about it from Mr. Clubtail.
Why is the Day of the Flyers so important anyway? Why does Petrie's family get so upset about it?
Well, Littlefoot, every herd has its traditions, ways to mark the path from being a young one to becoming a grown-up. And so it is with the Flyers. For them, the Day of the Flyers is a chance for young ones to show their elders that they have learned how to fly with the herd, that they're ready to take their places up in the sky.
Well, it's not fair. Petrie's a great flyer. He just has problems being bunched up in a group, especially with his brothers and sisters. I think they make him nervous.
I'm sure Petrie will do just fine.
Petrie, you'll never get it right.
Yeah, you don't pay attention.
You flap your wings at the wrong time. You go up when we go down. You go down when we go up.
You're hopeless.
Hush now, that's enough. Go on, scoot. I want to talk to Petrie alone.
Okay,
good night, Mom.
Good
night,
Mom.
Night.
See you in the morning.
Petrie, what is the problem? You can be a good flyer when you try. I've seen you. Why can't you fly with your brothers and sisters?
Me no know.
The Day of the Flyers will be here before you know it. And they're all counting on you to be ready. Will you be? Petrie?
Me try me best, okay?
Petrie stands on the ledge and looks out at the moon.
I know you will. You always do. Good night, Petrie.
Night, Mom. They think me never do nothing right.
Sometimes me wish me had a whole nother family.
Petrie turns and looks into the family cave, where his mom lies with all his brothers and sisters, halfway up a rock tower in the valley. Sarah lies curled up on her own by some rocks. She looks over at Topsy and Tria, who sleep next to each other nearby. Topsy uses a back leg to scratch his stomach. Tria wakes and looks at him. She checks on their egg in its nest, then uses the horn on her nose to wake Topsy.
Ow! Hey! What was that for?
Shh! You were about to roll onto the egg.
She puts more leaves on it.
I was not.
How do you know? You were asleep. Scoot over. More!
Oh, honey, come on.
Keep going, Topsy. You're a restless sleeper. I don't want to take a chance.
Good night, Dad. Good night, Tria.
So, how's this?
A little more. Better safe than sorry.
Topsy moves back even further. Sarah stands up and moves away.
Yeah, night, Sarah.
Just a little bit more.
Topsy moves again and falls off the edge.
Perfect.
Daytime, walking across a field of long green grass, Petrie flies.
They say me don't know how to fly.
Well, I do not care what everybody else says, Petrie. I think you are a good flyer. Yep, yep, yep. What?
Thanks. Me think.
What she means is, we all know you can fly. You're really good. When you're by yourself.
That just it. Me good alone. Not so good with family.
Join the club.
Huh?
They all stare at Sarah.
So Petrie, when you're up there with your brothers and sisters, just remember how good you really are. Just tell yourself you can do anything.
Me can do anything. Me can do anything. Me can do anything!
That's right!
Except fly through sky puffies. Me really hate that.
Well, maybe you will not have to.
Maybe not. Me also not too good at wind flying.
Well, it's a windy day today. Great time to practice. We'll watch.
They stand on a rock.
Oh, okay.
Petrie takes off and flies against the wind, flapping his wings.
Me doing okay!
He's blown all the way back and over the top of his friends.
Petrie, we're coming!
Littlefoot and Sarah run off. Spike follows behind with Ducky on his back. They all peer out of the long grass.
That didn't sound like Petrie.
He backs up to them.
Petrie, you okay?
Petrie sits down and points with a shaking wing.
What's in there? Is it a shark tooth?
Petrie shakes his head.
Littlefoot, who screamed? Is everyone okay?
Grandpa and three other dinosaurs look down at Littlefoot and his friends. They watch Petrie, who sits in a small clearing of grass, watching the leaves in front of him moving. A small black figure starts to step through, then emerges as a little blue dinosaur with feathered wings.
Sorry, did I scare you? I have that effect on folks sometimes. Okay, I guess you're all wondering why I asked you here, huh? You're all wondering.
All right, who's making all the racket?
Yeah, that would be me. Hi. I'm really sorry if you were disturbed. Not that anyone's saying you're disturbed, least of all me. I mean, you know, in the sense of being not all there. You're obviously all there. I mean, just look at you. You're right.
I don't know who or what you are, but we don't like noise around here. Some of us are trying to hatch eggs.
I'm sorry, lady. I didn't realize.
Not me. Out of my way.
I wouldn't go that way if I were you.
Well, you're not me.
Topsy walks off.
Daddy, are you okay?
The others run through the long grass and find Topsy lying in a mud hole. He struggles to stand up. Topsy turns round to face them.
Okay.
The small blue feathered dinosaur jumps into the mud.
Just what we need. Another weirdo.
I just wish Grandma had been here to see it.
The blue dinosaur climbs up to the others, covered in mud.
Why did you do that?
Saved him the trouble of pushing me in.
Hey, watch it!
Ooh, yuck!
He shakes the mud off.
So, what do you call this place anyway?
The Great Valley. Where'd you come from?
I'm not sure.
Huh? Well, how did you get here?
Not sure about that either. I just sort of woke up and, you know, here I was.
Well, here's an easy one. What's your name?
They call me Guido.
Who does?
I'm not sure.
Well, don't you have a family? Or a herd?
Guido thinks.
No, sorry. Actually, you may not believe this, but, I'm the only one like me I've ever seen.
Oh, I believe it. Yep. That would be so strange, being the only one like you.
Just think of it, the only one.
Just me, the only flyer.
Petrie takes off and flies over the grass, swooping every time he flaps his wings and flying around a tree.
One of a kind, me think me like to be one of a kind. It's very nice to be the only me. Up in the sky, flap when me wanna flap, fly where me wanna fly. It would be fine as can be if the other flyers didn't laugh at me. And so me think me wouldn't mind if me were the only one of a kind.
He joins his friends.
One of a kind. I used to love to be one of a kind, but it's too late to be the special one. 'Cause now that there's two, Dad doesn't notice one thing that I say or do. Doesn't he know? Can't he see? The best three-horn in the valley is me. You know, I really wouldn't mind if I could go back to being one of a kind.
But Sarah, no one else is special, just like you.
Oh no, no one can take your place.
And Petrie, no one makes me laugh the way you do.
With your squeakily voice.
Squeak!
And your smiley face. One.
Hey, guys, you just don't know how good you've got it.
One of a kind. It can be lonely when you're one of a kind. You think if only you had brothers around who feel like you do, with prickly sticker things all over them, too.
Sharing a nest, giving advice, being a family.
Oh, that would be nice to leave.
one, 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 one of a kind.
You know, Guido, maybe you're not the only one like you.
Really? What do you mean?
I mean, who knows what you look like under all those, what do you call them?
Guido holds up a wing.
Huh, beats me.
Doesn't matter. I was just thinking, your neck looks kind of long, like mine. And your face is sort of sharp, like Petrie's.
And you know what? Those stickly things could all be kind of like a whole lot of little horns, sort of like Sarah's.
Guido holds out his arms to mimic Sarah's armor.
Maybe.
Well, I say we try to find Guido a family. Or at least a herd. Right here in the Great Valley.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Guido sits on Grandpa.
Well, there's a reason we have such long necks. It's because we like to eat the tenderest, newest tree stars. Way up here. Go on. Take a bite and pull.
Guido licks one of the leaves. He tries to pull it off, but can't.
Come on, Guido. You can do it.
He pulls again, and when the leaf comes off, Guido slides all the way along Grandpa's back and tail to the ground. Grandpa slaps Guido's back with his tail. All the other dinosaurs gather round and look down at him. Guido waves.
What you think? You a long neck?
He looks up at Grandma and Grandpa.
I don't think so.
Guido stands with Mr. Clubtail.
Well, let's just see now. I got a tail. You got a tail?
Oh, yes, sir. One tail, right here.
Well, at the end of my tail, I got a bopper. You got a bopper?
Guido looks at the feathers on his tail.
Maybe. What is a bopper?
That's a bopper.
Thanks anyway, Mr. Clubtail.
They approach Topsy.
Don't even think about it.
Littlefoot and his friends turn away again. At the river, Ducky lies in the water, holding onto the bank and kicking her feet.
And then you just paddle with your feet. It is simple.
Ugh, I gotta tell you, I have a real problem with swimming where I drink. It just doesn't seem right.
Give it a try. You will be fine. Yep, yep, yep.
Wait, wait! And you're sure there's nothing in there that bites?
I am pretty sure.
Bad answer.
The turtle swims past Guido, who runs out of the river and bumps into Spike.
I just decided I'm not a swimmer. Hey! There's Petrie!
Flying with his family.
Okay, everybody! Let's dive!
They dive in formation.
Go down when they go down.
And now we climb!
Go up when they go up.
The dinosaurs stand by the river and watch them fly over the valley.
He's doing okay.
So far.
Stroke! 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 This not so bad. Just like playing follow the leader. Me do what he do.
They fly towards a thick white cloud.
Sky puppies ahead! We're going through!
Sky puppies? Oh, me no do that. We don't want to do this. Me say we go around. Not too late. Come on, fellas. Go around. Go around. Roll!
Oh, no.
They all fall.
Strange weather we're having today.
Guido finds Petrie at the top of the rock.
Oh, oh, Petrie, there you are. Hi. Everybody's looking for you.
Me not know why. Me mess up everything.
Me worst flyer in Valley.
Hey, come on. Don't say things like that about yourself.
Me not say it. Brothers and sisters did.
Oh, they're mad, huh?
Mm-hmm. Really mad. And with really bumpy heads.
Yeah. Well, I thought that role you did up there was really good. You know, I mean, it was excellent, beautiful, spectacular.
Good if me alone, maybe. But whole point of Day of Flyers is to fit in with others. Me just not fit in.
You think you don't fit in? Look at me. I can't swim. I can't bop folks with my tail. Petrie, I can't even chew. I don't fit in anywhere.
Hey, maybe you fit in with us flyers.
Oh, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Are you kidding? I can't chew and you want me to try flying?
You no have to fly. Me just thought, well...
Oh, I get it. You figure if I'm living with your family, maybe the two of us can not fit in together.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Hey, guys. Here you guys are.
Is anything wrong?
Tria's egg is about to hatch.
Wow, let's go.
All the dinosaurs make their way to the nest.
Let's go see the hatchlings.
Come on. Is it time yet?
No, come on, let's go.
They join Tria and Topsy, who stand in front of the nest and watch the egg. Sarah walks up and stands with Topsy, but when Tria shushes her, she backs away again.
Topsy, here it comes!
A pink foot and arm come out. Everyone watches as the egg breaks open, revealing a little pink three-horn who slowly gets to its feet. Tria sheds a tear. Topsy also sheds a tear.
Look, seems to be fine.
She's perfect.
The baby walks out of its nest and falls over. Sarah walks up to it.
Go on, Sarah. Meet your new sister.
The baby looks at Sarah with blurred vision. The image of Sarah focuses and the baby smiles, then falls over backwards.
Uh-oh. Who fell over? Who fell over? Who fell over?
You're okay? Oh, that's right. Oh, what a brave girl.
Don't mind me.
Sarah turns away. Tria nuzzles the baby, and Topsy watches. Sarah walks slowly past her friends.
Cute hatchling! What? Me say nothing.
That's what I thought.
She carries on walking. Nighttime at Petrie's family nest.
I want some. I'm hungry, Mom.
I want one. Come on, me next. Me.
Well,
please, Mom.
Is it true? Does the three-horn family have a new addition?
Yep. And, so do we.
Petrie, I'm usually the one who makes that announcement.
Not this time. Everybody, meet Guido.
Guido pulls himself up over the barrier of sticks.
Whew! Wow! This is higher than it looks.
Who is it?
What is it?
Guido climbs off the sticks and dusts himself down. Petrie's brothers and sisters all crowd around him. One of them looks at his tail.
Looks like a flower. Looks like a whole bunch of flowers.
Good one. Oh, yeah, funny.
Phew. Doesn't smell like a flower, though.
Ow!
What do you call these things?
They used to call it part of me!
Kids, he's our guest. Leave him alone.
We We've been wanting to talk to you anyway, Petrie.
Yeah, about what happened today?
Yeah, you messed up again, Petrie.
Yeah! Yeah, like you always do.
Yeah, what's your problem, Petrie? Yeah!
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 Hey, hey, fellas, come on, give him a break. I mean, of course he gets confused when he flies with you. Your rear ends look just like your faces, so, how can he tell which way to go?
Okay, children, sleep time.
You're all right, Guido.
Go to sleep, Petrie. Good night, Guido. We're glad you could come visit.
Night, Mom.
Yeah, thanks. Night.
They sit down.
Night, Guido.
Night, Petrie. Hey, Petrie. I know absolutely nothing about flying, and I generally goof up everything I try, but I'm gonna help you get ready for the Day of the Flyers. What do you think about that?
Okay, great. Night, Guido.
Guido lies down next to Petrie. Daytime. Tria's with the baby.
Who's my pretty girl? Trisha's my pretty girl. Yes, she is.
Sarah watches.
Huh? Oh, Sarah.
Yes, Tria?
Could you watch Trisha for me, just for a bit? I won't be long.
Okay, sure.
Thanks, sweetie.
You stay right here with Sarah. Mommy's gonna be right back.
Don't try the cute thing on me. It won't work. Better watch where you're going.
Trisha sits in front of Sarah. She gets up on all four legs and tries to push herself up fully, but topples over to the side. Trisha stops herself and tries again. She stands properly.
Okay, you stood up. Big deal. Good job, little goofy woofus.
Trisha looks around, then starts walking away.
Oh, no, you don't. Come back here. Didn't you hear your mom? You're supposed to stay with me. Trisha, no! Bad girl! You're gonna get me in trouble.
Sarah picks Trisha up on her nose and carries her back. Sarah trips over, and they both fall to the ground.
What happened?
She was running away, so I picked her up on my nose horn, and she poked me in the eye, and I fell.
She was running? What a smart girl. What a big girl.
What's going on?
Trisha was running.
Trisha smiles and wags her tail.
No, and I missed it. Oh, I can't believe she's running already.
Sarah rubs her eye.
Topsy, she is so advanced. Wait until I tell Mrs. Tubehead.
Well, let's face it. She's the best hatchling that ever was. Yep, she's just like her dad.
Oh, look at her.
Hey, don't worry about me. I'm fine.
Sarah runs into the bushes.
Thanks for watching, Trisha.
Trisha looks up at Tria. Littlefoot and Ducky are eating leaves.
I hope he is happy with Petrie's family. But I do not understand why you would want to be a flyer when you could be a swimmer instead.
I don't know, Ducky. I think Petrie really wanted somebody on his side the next time his brothers and sisters yell at him.
Spike joins them.
I do not blame him. They are really loud yellers.
Ducky feels the branch for another leaf, but they've all gone. She looks round as Spike eats them.
Spike!
The tree starts to wobble behind Ducky. Then the whole ground begins to shake. runs up and jumps on a bush.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. Sarah turns to Spike, who looks away.
Mm-hmm.
She looks around.
Where's Ducky?
I am down here.
What are you doing under a bush?
Oh, just resting.
Are you okay, Sarah? You look upset.
What have I got to be upset about? Except that my dad and Tria love Trisha and ignore me. My horn could fall right off my nose and they wouldn't even notice.
Sarah!
Whoa.
If we're going to keep talking about this, would you please move?
Oh, sorry.
Hey, listen. At least your dad's with you. And Tria seems really nice.
Yeah, I guess she is.
Ducky pulls herself free.
And you do not have little itchy scratches all over you.
Hey, I said I was sorry. I like my family and all. It's just that, well, why do things always have to change?
Sarah walks away with her head down. Littlefoot, Ducky, and Spike look at each other. Sarah walks amongst pink flowers.
Just when your life is perfect, everything's looking bright. You're with your friends till daylight ends, and safe in your nest at night. Then you get this funny feeling that something is just not right. And all at once, things change.
It rains briefly.
All at once, things change. I used to be important until that egg was there. Although I know Dad loves me, seems like he forgot to care. I thought we were a family, but it's really so unfair. When all at once things change.
Her friends follow her.
Families grow, grown-ups you know, turn into someone new.
You try to keep things like they are, but you wind up changing too.
They cross the river on a fallen tree trunk lying between both banks.
Maybe a baby three-horn will not be so bad at all.
You can teach her to talk,
to roll a rock,
and catch her if she starts to fall.
Maybe things will be better than you ever thought they could. And maybe when things change,
maybe when things change,
maybe when things change, they will change into something good.
A butterfly emerges from its cocoon. Lots of butterflies fly over them. At night, Petrie sits on his ledge looking out.
Okay, now remember, Petrie, you can do anything they can do, all right? It's just a matter of doing it at the same time.
Yeah, same time.
So just keep telling yourself, I fly along with all the rest. I'm going to pass my flying test. Go ahead, say it.
Me fly along with all the rest, me gonna pass the flying test. Like that?
Yeah, close enough.
They watch the brothers and sisters take off. Petrie and Guido look at each other, then Guido nods and steps back. Petrie takes a run up and leaps off the ledge. He flies up to join his family and takes his place in the formation, second from the back. A tear falls from Guido's eye as he watches. The family fly in a solid V shape, rising and dipping together. They flap their wings in unison, then turn together. Sarah walks back to her family, where Topsy and Tria are sleeping. She stops and looks down at baby Tricia asleep in the nest. Tricia stretches and settles again. Sarah smiles. Petrie's family are sitting in the branches of a tree eating leaves. Petrie looks down at Guido alone on the ground. He picks a leaf and throws it down to him. Guido picks it up and takes a bite. He chews. A pink worm wiggles behind it. Guido smiles and eats the worm. Petrie's family look at each other, and Petrie shrugs. Daytime. Sarah's still lying with Tricia. Sarah nuzzles Tricia and playfully knocks her onto her back.
Tricia! Mommy's home!
Sarah hurries off. Tria walks up to Tricia. Sarah hides behind a rock, listening. Petrie's flying, with Guido running behind him.
That's right. Go, Petrie! Go!
Guido crashes straight into a tree stump and falls down. Petrie looks back, then flies on. At night, Tria wakes up and finds the nest empty.
Oh!
Trisha's curled up against Sarah, both of them asleep. At dawn, Guido and Petrie's mom stand in the valley looking up at the sky.
And now, we land.
Petrie's siblings land one by one.
Huh? You can do it, Petrie. Just watch me. That's it. Flaps down. Nose up.
Petrie lands perfectly.
Yes! Woo! All right! Go, Petrie!
Yeah!
Oh, children, I am so very proud. That was your best flight ever.
I never thought I'd say this, but great job, Petrie!
Yeah!
Petrie!
Me had lots of help.
Yeah!
All right, now, I know you've all got to be very tired. And the day of the flyer starts tomorrow when the Great Circle first peeks over the ridge. Time to head home and get some sleep.
Yes, Mommy!
The mom heads out across the valley, and they all follow her. Guido stands alone and watches them. His shoulders sag, and he looks down. Petrie and some of his siblings stop and look back. They run back to Guido.
Guido, come on!
Hey, keep up with the family!
Yeah, come on, Guido!
Come on, Guido!
Come on, Guido! Hurry up!
At night, the entrance to Petrie's cave with its barrier of sticks around the ledge. Everyone sleeps inside. Guido gets up in his sleep and starts to walk away, stepping on Petrie. Petrie shakes his head and watches as Guido walks towards the ledge.
Guido! Guido! What you doing?
Guido steps right over the sticks and disappears off the edge. Petrie runs forward and looks for him.
Guido?
Guido sleepwalks across the ground.
Guido, how'd you get out there?
Petrie looks back at his sleeping family. He flaps his wings and takes off. He flies past the moon, then down over the ground. As he follows Guido, who sleepwalks with his arms held up, Petrie lands and walks behind him. They approach Littlefoot's sleeping family.
Guido.
They walk straight past them. Littlefoot sleeps curled up next to his grandma and grandpa.
Guido!
Littlefoot wakes up.
Hey, Guido, stop!
Littlefoot gets up and goes after Guido and Petrie.
Guido, come on! Me gotta get some sleep! Me mean it! Me got a big day tomorrow!
What's going on?
Oh, where you come from?
Right over...
Don't do that ever again!
Sorry, but what's happening?
Guido, he's...
Guido's disappeared.
Hey, where'd he go? Where'd he go?
There he is! Hey, how'd he do that?
He's further ahead.
Come on.
Petrie and Littlefoot go after him. Spike and Ducky sleep together by the waterfall with an adult dinosaur. Ducky wakes and sits up. She looks round. Guido walks down Spike's back with his feathered arms out, silhouetted by the moon behind him.
Spike! Look! Ow!
Guido steps on Ducky and walks on. Ducky watches Littlefoot and Petrie approach.
Guido come through here?
Yep. We have to follow him. He's walking around, but he's still asleep.
Ooh, I want to come too. Spike, get up.
Spike wakes up.
You didn't have to wake Spike.
Oh, he gets up about now every night to eat anyway. Come on.
They all set off. Guido sleepwalks with Littlefoot and friends following behind.
I know all about sleepwalking. My auntie sleep swims, and my mama says do not ever, never wake her up when she is doing it.
Why not?
That I do not know, but my mama is always right.
Then I guess we better not let him wake up.
I will go get Sarah. If we have an adventure and she is not here, she will be so mad. And I do not like it when Sarah gets mad. No.
Ducky runs off. Littlefoot, Spike, and Petrie carry on after Guido. Guido sleepwalks over a hill with the bright full moon behind him. The others follow.
So let me get this straight. You woke me up in the middle of the night so I could walk all over the valley, watching Guido walk all over the valley.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
They follow him down a hill. Guido walks over the crest of the next hill, and they follow him over it. They stop and look down.
Oh, no! Guido heading to fast water!
Yeah, so he'll get wet.
You do not get it. He will not just get wet. He will go straight down. Glub, glub, glub.
So what are we supposed to do about it?
I got an idea, but we have to hurry.
Petrie hides behind a rock as Guido approaches the river. The others are standing in the water.
Here he come!
We know we can see him.
Guido walks the wrong way.
Guido! Guido, no!
Petrie falls in. Guido changes direction, then steps on Ducky's head. He steps on Sarah, Spike, and Littlefoot, then onto the opposite bank. He walks towards smoke and glowing red light.
Hurry! Hurry!
This is so much more fun than sleeping.
They climb out of the water and follow Guido to the glowing, smoking rocks.
This is no good! He's walking toward the fire rocks.
They watch the lava.
I am not going swimming in there.
You won't have to. Come on.
Littlefoot runs in front of Guido and puts his tail on the ground. Guido walks up it and onto Littlefoot's back. Littlefoot turns round and puts his head down so Guido walks off it, then up onto Sarah's back.
And my dad always told me not to let anyone walk all over me.
Guido steps onto Spike. He walks along his back and down his tail. Then along the rock, following the flow of lava. Littlefoot and the others follow him. Guido leads the little group up a steep, rocky slope. The red and yellow lava flows below them.
Let me
me ask you, if we wake him up, what happens?
Something terrible.
Worse than this?
Guido walks to the top of the mountain.
Oh, me have bad feeling about this.
Guido keeps on walking with his eyes closed and his arms held out, across the top of the mountain and down a slope.
We've gotta hurry!
Guido walks straight towards a deep, narrow ravine with a river flowing at the bottom of it. He accidentally kicks a rock, which rolls down the slope and falls into the ravine. Littlefoot and his friends try to move an old tree trunk lying on the slope. They only manage to shift it a little way.
Me never think me say this, but me give anything to be Threehorn about now.
At least it is downhill.
They keep trying, but the trunk won't move. Guido walks closer to the edge.
Come on, everybody! Push!
They get the trunk rolling.
Hey, it is getting easier.
That because it's moving by itself! Go!
It picks them up in its branches and carries them down the slope. Guido keeps on walking along the edge. The tree slides down over a short limb. It takes off and flies through the air. One end hits the opposite side, and the other end falls down on Guido's side just as he steps on and walks across it.
We made it!
Yeah, hooray!
The rest of them are stuck in the branches. Spike uncovers his eyes and notices a single leaf on a branch just below him. Spike walks gently down the thin branch and eats the leaf. Guido steps off the tree trunk onto the other side.
What do we do now?
Well, me fly on over and keep eye on Guido. You guys climb over. But don't fall.
Thanks for the advice.
The others climb over the branches and up towards the trunk.
Try not to put all your weight on one branch.
Spike lifts his foot, then gently treads on the thin branch again. Ducky and Sarah manage to climb up onto the top of the trunk. Then it starts to slip down.
Oh, no! It is falling!
Perfect.
We've got to hurry!
Ducky and Sarah run. Spike and Littlefoot scramble up.
Run!
Go, go, go!
Ducky and Sarah make land.
Come on!
Run!
Littlefoot and Spike run along the trunk.
Littlefoot, jump!
Littlefoot leaps off the trunk as it falls. He flies slowly through the air and lands with his front feet on the edge. He hangs on and tries to pull himself up. Sarah and Ducky help him, and he lies next to Spike.
Okay, you guys lie around enough already. Guido's still walking.
One more word and you won't be walking. Not for a long time.
Me only kidding. Take your time. Sides, me think he pretty safe now. Guido! No, turn around!
Guido walks straight to the edge. Petrie flies towards him, but Guido steps off and falls.
Guido, no!
Petrie covers his eyes and Guido falls with his arms and legs stretched out. Suddenly straightens out his feathered wings and starts to fly. Petrie opens his eyes. They all watch Guido flying. He soars past them.
Me no believe it! Guido a flyer!
A sleep flyer!
Guido flies up into the air with his eyes closed and his wings spread wide. He flies round in circles.
Hey, you know what I just realized?
What?
We didn't have to do that whole tree thing after all.
Sorry.
Oh no! He heads over the top!
Guido flies up towards the top.
But the other side's the mysterious beyond!
Me no.
This just keeps getting better and better.
Me gotta go after him!
Petrie, today's the day of the flyers, remember? If you go to the mysterious beyond, you may not get back in time.
It no matter, he friend. Me gotta go get him.
We'll be right behind you.
We will? Okay, we will.
They set off along a rocky path that winds up around the mountaintop. Guido flies on ahead of them. On top of the mountain, jagged pointed rocks stick out at angles. A low green mist floats above the ground. The stars shine up in the blue night sky. Guido flies down through the eerie dry terrain. He continues a gentle descent and eventually hits the ground. He rolls over and stops on his back. He gets to his knees.
Petrie. Guys? Hey, where is everybody? Oh, okay, fellas. Ha-ha! I get it. It's a prank, right? Just trying to scare me. Yeah, good job. You succeeded. Oh, great. An earthshake. The one thing missing to make this my scariest moment ever.
The dinosaur that Guido's standing on wakes up. It stands and roars, with drool dripping from its sharp teeth.
I take that back.
Guido runs and slips. He lands on the ground next to the dinosaur's foot. The dinosaur looks round and roars. As Guido stands up, it reaches down and snaps him up in its huge jaws. The dinosaur stops suddenly and starts to shake. It slowly opens its mouth as Guido stands inside it, tickling the top of it with a feather. Guido jumps out and lands on the ground covered in spit.
Yuck!
Guido runs away, and the dinosaur chases after him. Petrie flies down behind them.
Incoming, Guido!
Petrie grabs Guido just before the dinosaur snaps him up.
Oh, you're sure heavy for a little guy.
Sorry, it must be all this sharp tooth spit.
The dinosaur chases them as they fly through the rocky terrain. Petrie changes direction every time it snaps its jaws shut right behind them.
Me know how long me can keep this up.
Yeah, well, keep it up a little longer anyway, okay?
The dinosaur runs after them again. Littlefoot, Ducky, and Sarah climb over the top of a rock and slide down the other side. They run to the edge and look out.
Oh no! What is that thing?
I don't know, but it's not friendly.
Wow! Petrie!
Petrie flies under old tree branches with Guido in his claws. The dinosaur smashes straight through the branches.
Guido, he's so tired. Why do you not fly yourself?
Are you crazy? I can't fly!
The others watch from above.
We gotta help them, but we need a plan.
Spike climbs over the ridge behind them. He slides down the slope and knocks them off the edge. They all roll down the slope to the plateau.
Hey, I think we lost him.
The dinosaur roars at the others. It snaps at them and they run away through its legs.
Oh yeah, this was a good plan.
They run under an old fallen log, which the dinosaur smashes as it chases after them. Petrie flies after it, Guido in his claws.
Stay with me, Guido. We're going in.
Oh yeah,
like I have a choice!
They fly over the back of the dinosaur and up to its head.
Hang on!
Yeah!
They bounce off its head and it snaps at them. Littlefoot and the others run across the flat, dry ground.
Come on! This way!
They run towards an arch of rocks. Petrie flies behind them with Guido.
Petrie, hurry!
Petrie looks up at the narrow archway. Littlefoot runs through it.
Guido, stick out your arms and legs, quick!
Well, I don't get it, but okay!
As the dinosaur snaps its jaws right behind them, they fly through the archway and it gets stuck. Petrie drops Guido on the ground and lands.
Me so tired.
But you can't rest yet. Those rocks won't stop him for long.
Littlefoot puts his head down to the ground, and Petrie wearily steps up onto it. A dinosaur skeleton.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were somebody else.
Sarah picks Guido up and carries him. The dinosaur roars at them from the archway as they run off. Back in the Great Valley, Petrie's mom stands and looks out at the lightening night sky. She turns to her children.
All right, children. Time to get up. The big day is here.
The children wake up and stretch their wings.
Oh. Hey, where's Petrie?
Where is he?
The friends walk down a mountainside.
Oh, me never make it.
Sure you will. The day of the fires doesn't start until the Great Circle appears, remember?
But we got so far to go.
We'll get you there. You just try to rest up.
Oh, this is all my fault. If you hadn't come to rescue me, you'd be home and rested and ready to go. And I still don't understand how I even got there.
You can fly!
What? In my sleep? Okay, how weird do you guys think I am?
Don't get me started.
At the nest.
This isn't fair. He's gonna mess up our whole formation.
He should have just quit a long time ago. Mom, what are we gonna do?
You're just going to have to fly without him.
Littlefoot and his friends walk over the rocks between the flowing lava.
Oh, maybe me better off missing it. Maybe me not ready after all.
Are you kidding? Did you see yourself last night? You're a great flyer.
Yep. You fly like nobody else.
But that's the problem. The whole point of Day of Flyers is to show you can fly like everybody else.
But maybe that's not the problem. Maybe it's the solution. Hey, look, if there's one thing I've had to learn, it's that you can't worry about being like everybody else. You just have to be yourself. Just be Petrie, and you'll be fine.
You think so?
Look!
Uh-oh. When judges get to starting place, it starts.
If you're gonna go, go now. We'll get back in time to cheer for you.
The others nod. Petrie flies away.
Good luck, Petrie!
Three large winged dinosaurs fly over the valley. Topsy lies asleep on the ground. Trisha sleeps in her nest. She wakes and looks up. She watches the winged dinosaurs fly away and runs after them. Tria sleeps on. The three winged dinosaurs fly elegantly over the valley in a tight formation and up to the rock. They land on the ledge and look out. Below, the mum watches from a tree branch.
It's going to start any second now. So remember, since Petrie's not here...
Who say me not here?
Petrie, where have you been?
You better be ready.
Remember, do everything we do. Be like us.
Me got better idea. Me be like me.
They all turned to look at their mom.
You'll do fine.
Petrie smiles. His brothers and sisters look at each other. Sunlight shines down on the valley.
Look!
Dinosaurs fly through it.
Here it comes! Whoa!
All right, get ready, children.
They all take off. Petrie hovers next to his mom, who winks at him. He catches up with his brothers and sisters, who fly in a V-shape. Littlefoot and the friends walk along together.
Hey, look! It has started! I wonder which one is Petrie.
The siblings fly together, flapping their wings in unison and holding the V-shape as they turn. Petrie flies at the back of one line. He looks up as large winged dinosaurs fly over them. Down on the ground, Littlefoot's group reach the river. Trisha also reaches the river just upstream from them. Littlefoot leaps over some rocks to the other side, and the others follow.
Do you see Petrie yet?
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Sarah gives Spike a nudge with her horn. And he jumps from his rock onto the far bank. She follows with Guido on her back. None of them notice Trisha on the other side, who chases after a dragonfly. Mother sits on a tree watching her children fly. The three large-winged dinosaurs stand on the ledge and watch.
Me fly along with all the rest. Me gonna pass the flying test. Me fly real good. Me fly okay. Me gonna do it Petrie's way. Me fly real good. Me fly okay. Me gonna do it Petrie's way.
Petrie flies in the air and spins around. Then goes back to his position.
Petrie, stop that!
Petrie, what are you up to?
Littlefoot stops.
I see him! I see him!
Petrie flies up and spins round again.
Up there!
What is he doing?
I gotta get a closer look.
Guido jumps off Sarah's back and runs up a tree. Petrie flies back into his position. The sibling in front turns round and smiles at him. Then he spins in the air. Petrie leaves the formation and spins.
Woohoo! Good one!
Attaboy, Petrie! You're being yourself!
They all start messing around.
This is great!
Look at me!
Watch me!
Petrie closes his eyes for a moment, then he opens them and soars upwards. He flies past his siblings and they spin round.
Hey, Petrie!
You're looking fine.
You're looking good.
You're doing great, just like we knew you would.
Me never think that me could be flying in a line with me family.
Never know what you can do until you try.
Me had to find me own way to flip, flap, and fly.
Petrie swings round a nest and knocks an egg in the water. He flies over to Littlefoot.
You've got a gift.
Me know it's true. No one else can do it just the way me do.
We're all the same and we're unique.
From the tip of me wing
to the bend in my beak.
Three large dinosaurs take off from the ledge.
If you wanna fly low, fly low.
If you wanna fly high, fly high.
Flip, flap, flip, flap.
leads them through a cave and out of a volcano. The dinosaurs on the ground dance along. An egg starts hatching and is thrown up in the air by the large winged dinosaur. The egg hatches in midair and the baby dinosaur starts flying. Petrie leads all the flyers across the valley. The baby dinosaur lands back in its nest with the other eggs and waves. Trisha watches from the ground and runs forward to the edge of the river. She watches flyers loop the loop, then steps off the bank into the water. Trisha flaps her arms as she's swept away on the current. Tria wakes up. She looks at the empty nest. Trisha?
Trisha!
Tria runs off and Topsy follows. Littlefoot's group is standing above the river.
That's my little sister!
Sarah runs off and the others follow her. Guido sits on a branch in the tree and looks down at Trisha being quickly swept away on the current.
Oh, the poor little hatchling! I just wish there was something I could do!
You can fly!
Were they right? Can I really fly? Oh well, one way to find out!
Guido jumps off the branch and plummets down towards the ground. He opens his wings and stops falling, then glides. Trisha keeps going under. She waves her arms as she's swept towards the waterfall. Petrie and his siblings mess about in the air. He spots Trisha, then Guido flying towards her.
Oh no, that not good.
Petrie, no! You gotta finish!
Me can't! Sorry!
Guido flies down to Trisha.
Gotcha!
He stops in midair and falls back into the water, still holding Trisha. Guido uses his wing to try and stop them going over the edge of the waterfall.
It's all right! Hang on!
They reach the drop.
I don't know how I...
Petrie grabs Guido.
Me got your phone. Me think.
Petrie struggles to stay in the air.
Help! Hang on, Petrie!
We're coming!
The rest of his family fly down, and they all help carry Petrie, Guido, and Trisha. Littlefoot and Sarah run towards them.
Trisha!
Trisha spots Sarah and jumps out of Guido's arm.
No!
They stop at the riverbank and watch Trisha fall. Sarah stands on the edge of the bank and catches Trisha on her nose. She puts her down on the ground.
Trisha! Oh, she's safe. Our little one is safe.
Yes, thanks to our other little one.
Sarah smiles as Topsy nuzzles her. Petrie lets go of Guido, and Guido flies on his own again, smiling. Topsy smiles. Guido drifts down over Topsy and Sarah and lands near them. Petrie lands gently on top of him, and his siblings land around them.
Me to do that again today.
Great job, Petrie. And, Guido, is it? Thank you. You truly are one of a kind.
Well, and thank you very much, big guy. I don't mean that you're, you know, like fat big. I mean that you're big, you're tall. I mean, well, of course, anybody is taller than me. You in particular, I mean, hey, you got a nosebleed? Because look how big you are. I mean, I really think I better go away. Bye-bye, big guy, sir. Oh.
Littlefoot joins them.
But you guys didn't finish the Day of the Flyers. Doesn't that mean you'll have to do it all over again?
They look at each other and shrug.
That okay? We kind of liked it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Here comes Mom.
Oh, no.
She drops down and lands in front of them.
Hi, Mom. Me sorry.
I'm so proud of you. All of you. You know what's really important. Besides, thanks to you, the Day of the Flyers will never look the same again.
They all fly randomly.
Way to go, Petrie!
The dinosaurs on the ground watch them. A butterfly flies past Trisha and distracts her. It flies past Sarah, and Trisha starts going after it, but stops and looks up at Sarah.
Did you hear her?
Many changes had occurred on this day of changes, and many more would follow. The dinosaur families understood this. They knew that change was a part of life in the Great Valley.
Petrie and all the other flyers fly over the valley. End credits. Produced and directed by Charles Grosvenor. Screenplay by John Loy. Based on characters created by Judy Freudberg, Tony Geis. Music by Michael Tavera. Cast in order of appearance. Narrator, John Ingle. Littlefoot, Nick Price. Ducky, Aria Noel Curzon. Spike, Rob Paulson. Sarah's dad, John Ingle. Voice direction and casting, Susan Blue. Associate producer, Daniel J. Wiley. Art direction, Flamarion Ferreira. Editor, Jay Bixon. Key layout artists, Andrew Gentle, Audrey Stedman. Incidental model designers, Robin Conover, Connor Flynn. Animation timing directors, Mitch Rochin, Kevin Petrolak. Animation checker, Marina Kappas. Assistant production manager, Esther Park. High Definition Conform and Film Services, Acme Works Digital Film. Post-production sound services, Advantage Audio Inc. Sound designer, Paca Thomas. Track reading, Danny Thomas. Songs produced by Michelle Browerman. Of a Kind, performed by Rob Paulson, Jeff Bennett, Andy McAfee, Aria Noel Curzon, Nick Price. Animation production by Wang Film Productions Company Limited, Cuckoo's Nest Studio. Layout supervisors, Hippo Sun, Chenny Chen, Rachel Pong, Lin Yang. Supervisor, Maggie Liao. Three D technicians, Walt Say, Reddy Chen, Birdie Lee. Digital production managers, Annie Wang, Matt King, Peter Liu. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The word universal flies round to the front of planet Earth with the sun shining behind it. The letters keep moving but get stuck at the end and bunch up together. They suddenly spring back and whiz round, ending back in front of the Earth with Animation Studios under them and a meteor flying around the planet.